The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter Number 1, Text Number 22. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on September 14th, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tvam.
Chapter, please. Chapter and text.
Na.
Na.
Sandarshita. Dhatra dushtaram nistitirshatam kalim satvaharam pumsam karna dhara eva arnavam tvam nasandarshito dhatra Dushtaram nishtitirshatam Kaling satvaharang pumsang Karanadharai varnavam Pangnasandarshito datra Dushtaram nishtitirshatam Kaling satvaharang pungsang Karnadhara ivarnavam Tvam, your goodness. Na, unto us. Sandarshita, meeting. Dhatra, by providence. Dustaram, insurmountable. Nishtitirshatam, for those desiring to cross over. Kalim, the age of Kali. Satvaharam, that which deteriorates the good qualities. Pumsam, of a man. Karnadhara, captain.
Capitan.
Eva.
Eva.
As. Arnavam. The ocean. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. We think that we have met your goodness by the will of Providence just so that we may accept you as captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being. Purport. The age of Kali is very dangerous for the human being. Human life is simply meant for self-realization. But due to this dangerous age, men have completely forgotten the aim of life. In this age, the lifespan will gradually decrease. People will gradually lose their memory, finer sentiments, strength, and better qualities. A list of the anomalies for this age is given in the 12th canto of this work, and so this age is very difficult for those who want to utilize this life for self-realization. The people are so busy with sense gratification, they completely forget about self-realization. Out of madness, they frankly say that there is no need for self-realization because they do not realize that this brief life is but a moment on our great journey towards self-realization. The whole system of education is geared to sense gratification, and if a learned man thinks it over, he sees that the children of this age are being intentionally sent to the slaughterhouses of so-called education. Learned men, therefore, must be cautious of this age, and if they at all want to cross over the dangerous ocean of Kali, they must follow the footsteps of the sages of Naimisharanya and accept Sri Suta Goswami or his bona fide representative as the captain of the ship. The ship is the message of Lord Krishna in the shape of Bhagavad Gita or the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapara Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha. So, some people say you don't need a spiritual master. All you need is the scripture. All you have to do is follow the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam, and then you're okay. But what is the example given here by Prabhupada? The Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam, they are the ship. And the spiritual master is the captain. So if you have a ship and there's no captain, does the ship have any value? It will not take you across the ocean unless you have a qualified captain. So the spiritual master is required. He is the captain of the ship. So we must accept the as our captain, Srila Suta Goswami. Just as the sages accepted him as their captain. Or if he is not present, we must take his representative, the spiritual master. Because by the direction and the good guidance of the spiritual master, we will understand how to practically implement the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam. Without the spiritual master, you won't know how to practice them properly. Therefore, Bhagavatam says, Tasmad Gurum Prapadyecha Jyagyashu Shreya Uttamam. If you want to achieve ultimate happiness, you must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master by initiation. So the spiritual master, he is very merciful upon his sincere disciples. It's like the father is kind to his children. He's very merciful to his disciples. He guides them step by step on the pathway back to Godhead. Whether he is personally present or he is physically separated, he continues to guide and bless his students. When we have the physical presence of the spiritual master, we should take full advantage of it. We should serve him to the best of our capacity, taking care of all of his needs. That is called Vapu Seva. But even more important is to serve the orders of the spiritual master. That is called Vani Seva. That whatever instructions your spiritual master has given you, You must accept them as your very life and soul. What are the basic instructions given by the spiritual master? Chant at least 16 rounds every day, Japa Mala, Hare Krishna Japa Mala. And strictly avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Well, we see the disciples sometimes have difficulty just to do these basic things. They don't chant 16 rounds, they don't follow the principles. So what does that mean? It means they are a ship without a captain. That means that they will be blown by the wind. They won't be able to cross. That ship will be blown here and blown there on the ocean. They will not reach the spiritual world. So one should therefore take this chanting of at least 16 rounds regularly as one's most important activity. You eat every day, don't you? Every day you eat. Right? You eat every day. Yeah. You don't neglect eating, do you?
No.
Every day you eat. You can translate. Don't answer me, just translate. You can translate. So, you're feeding your body. Are you that body? No, you're not the body. You're the spirit soul. So what is the food for the spirit soul? Chanting 16 rounds regularly. So does it make sense to feed the body, which is simply a covering of the self, and not to feed the self within? Is that a very intelligent thing? I will take all care for the body, but the self within I will neglect. That's like the lady who got a fancy bird cage. And she put, of course, she had to get a little bird too to make it reasonable to get a bird cage. She bought a bird also. So she was polishing that bird cage very nicely. It was a very beautiful, opulent cage. But one thing she was neglecting. That was a little bird within the cage, you see. So that little bird, the first day he came from the pet shop, he was okay. He was okay the first day. The second day, it was getting a little tough. And the third day, finished. So, don't neglect the bird within. Take nice care of your cage, feed it nice prasadam, give it sufficient rest, that's all right. The devotee does not neglect eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. He takes as much eating, sleeping, mating, and defending as is necessary for good health. But beyond that, he puts all of his energy into Krishna consciousness. In this way, he is properly balanced. He puts 10% energy into the body and 90% energy into Krishna consciousness. The trouble is with a neophyte devotee, sometimes the neophyte will put 90% into his body and 10% into Krishna consciousness. This is the difference between a neophyte devotee and an advanced devotee. The advanced devotee puts 90% into Krishna consciousness and only 10% for the body. The neophyte does 90% for the body and 10% for Krishna. Therefore, if you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, you must put your chanting as more important than your bodily activities.
Ако искате да напреднете в Кришна съзнание, трябва да на вашето повтаряне на Хари Кришна да е на първо място.
If I'm going to eat and sleep without neglecting it, then I must not neglect the chant Hare Krishna.
Ако аз без да пропускам се храня и спя, тогава аз също не трябва да пропускам.
At least 16 rounds regularly.
Тези 16 кръга.
This is the meaning of accepting Śrīla Gosvāmī or his representative as the captain of the ship. If we don't chant 16 rounds, at least every day, we're not accepting Śrīla or his representative as our captain. And we will not be able to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being. So let us not be carried away by the illusory energy. Let us not be carried away by Maya. Let us chant Hare Krishna mantra. Let us rise early in the morning and worship Krishna. At home or in the temple. In this way we can take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation. And we can achieve the supreme perfection of going back to home, back to Godhead. So I can ask now if there's any questions. I agree, Bob.
Има определена връзка между спазването на регулиращите принципи и нашето желание да повтаряме имената на Кришна. Може да поясни малко повече по този въпрос.
There is a connection between the following the four regulative principles and chanting japa. And our eagerness to chant japa. There is connection.
He's asking, is there?
No, he's saying,
there is.
There
okay.
is, and what is this connection?
Okay, so what is the connection between chanting, following the four regulative principles and chanting Hare Krishna and the eagerness to chant?
No.
Okay. Yes, there is that connection. What is that connection that we will describe? Chanting Hare Krishna purifies the consciousness.
Да, има такава връзка и сега ще го обясним. Повтарянето на Хари Кришна пречиства съзнание.
These sinful activities, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, they contaminate the consciousness.
Те греховни дейности, яденето на месо, пиенето на интоксиканти, незаконния секс.
So becoming Krishna conscious is like lighting a fire.
Като идваме Кришна съзнание, това е все едно палим огън.
You put the flame into the wood to ignite the wood.
Слагате пламъка в дървото, за да го запалите.
Chanting is the flame.
Повтарянето е пламък.
Your consciousness is the wood.
А съзнанието ви са дърва.
And the sinful activities, they are water.
А греховните дейности са вода.
So if you pour water on the fire while you're trying to light it, will you be able to light it? If the wood is wet, you won't ignite. So if your consciousness is polluted by sin, the chanting will not be able to, will not be effective in in purifying your consciousness. Therefore, to get the result of chanting, you must give up these sinful activities. If you give them up and you chant, then the fire of bhakti will be ignited within your heart. And that fire will consume whatever sins are remaining in your heart. Does that answer your question? Okay. Very good. Any other questions? Good bhakti.
Sometimes we want to perform some devotional service, mm-hmm. but we do not have shakti. How mm-hmm. to acquire shakti?
Yes. Sometimes we want to perform devotional service, but we don't have the shakti or the energy to do so. So how can we get that shakti and energy to do the service? The answer is this. Whatever shakti or energy you do have, engage that in Krishna service.
Отговорът е следния. Каквато енергия и шакти имате, ангажирайте това в Кришна съзнание.
Even if you can't do the service you would like to do.
Дори да не можете да извършите това, което бихте желали.
Because you don't have the energy to do it.
Защото нямате енергия.
Do whatever service you do, whatever energy you do have, use that energy fully in Krishna's service.
Това, което имате, използвайте него напълно в Кришна съзнание.
You know what will happen when you do that? Krishna will give you more energy. And when you use that more energy in Krishna's service, He'll give you even more energy. That little spider, how much energy he had for building a bridge across the Indian Ocean? How much energy he had compared to Hanuman? He could only put a little dust in the Indian Ocean. Whereas Hanuman is putting huge boulders. But Ram accepted because he was putting his full energy, even though it was a very small thing. He accepted that as good as Hanuman's service.
Но Бог Рам той приел, защото пайка използвал цялата си енергия, той го приел. Неговото служене като толкова добро, колкото и служенето на Хануман.
You understand these points?
Разбираш ли тази?
So if you take whatever energy you have, use that for Krishna to the fullest extent, and that Krishna will recognize you for your sincere service.
Каквато и енергия да притежавате, използвайте това служене на Кришна и Кришна ще...
And He will empower you to do more and more service.
И ще ви даде сили да вършите повече служене.
Does that answer your question? Okay. Any other questions? Okay, there's no more questions. We'll stop here. And we thank you all very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.